What do you do if you're Caoimhín Kelleher? What's your sense from Caoimhín Kelleher's reaction to You'll Never Walk Alone?
Just having a great time.
The body language experts.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The news round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
All right, you're welcome along. It is Off the Ball Thursday evening. Busy show ahead. Rusha Littlejohn is going to be in studio with Owen from around 20 past seven. Richie Hogan live from 8 o'clock. A lot to talk about after last weekend's hurling. And then on the football show, we'll be keeping a close eye. The Europa League semi-final first legs taking place this evening. Manchester United and Tottenham in them. Chelsea in the Conference League semi-finals. And there's Premier League action. A big night for Nottingham Forest against Brentford. And John Giles chatting about everything that's been going on this week. Cameron Hill, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Nathan. I'm not too bad. Wondering where Owen might be.
You're not happy with me being here? Thursday nights used to be my thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I thought the new era...
Just turned up one Thursday and the door was locked.
Well, I was under impression there's a new era, but then Richie was on the news round last night. So is this a sort of, look, you've done good so far, Cam, but... Yeah.
We're always sort of lurking over your shoulders, just keeping an eye on to make sure standards are being maintained. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I'm not even going to be here for that long. I'll be back later on to chat to the show presenter, the now main man and Off the Ball, Owen Sheehan. And in an unprecedented first, the presenter of Off the Ball hasn't shown up so he could go on another show. Here is where Owen Sheehan is right now.
Time now to introduce our first guest. He set out on an adventure to be in Argentina to see Messi's final World Cup, but things, well, they didn't go according to plan. Let's just say that.
Nope. And here to tell us the tale of his voyage across Latin America in search of stories about football, food and the fear, please welcome Owen Sheehan to the 6 o'clock show.
Thanks very much.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Like, what the hell? You just can't go on the 6 o'clock show if you're presenting Off the Ball because it starts at 7 o'clock. Like, there's a lot of upsides to presenting Off the Ball. The downside is you just can't go on the 6 o'clock show. Even if they are giving you free dinner at the end of it, you just got to say no. But Owen said, no, he's going to put ego before the show and he's going to get himself out there to the big old audience. The Housewives of Ireland.
He's hit the big time. That's what's happened here. He's decided, look, you're not, you know, I might be able to slot you in after eight. That's what he said to the show tonight. I'm fairly sure. It was a... What did you make of his performance?
I thought, well, listen, Owen, he's a natural, isn't he? I wouldn't be surprised if he was presenting the 6 o'clock show and then in here to present Off the Ball straight afterwards in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I thought he looked like he enjoyed the food. At the end, they got fish cakes.
They did, yeah. They looked really good. Owen was definitely a member of the Clean Play Club.
You never get asked to stay for the food. That's when you know you've hit the big time and you get asked to hang on till the end to stay for the food.
They're in the presence of royalty. Radio royalty, they know that. And also, judging by how diverted has gone, they don't know if they're ever going to get Owen in again. So, he made the most of it. He certainly was part of the prawn sandwich or fish cake brigade tonight.
I shouldn't admit this on air because it reflects terribly on me as a colleague.
It's been your dream to be on the 6 o'clock
show. Sorry, it's absolutely my dream to be on the 6 o'clock
show
and hang around for the food afterwards for the free grub.
We've all been there.
It hasn't happened, and I suspect now, you know, my time is coming gone. It's just not going to happen. I have worked with Owen Sheehan for 10 years. And until definitely within the last 4 weeks, I thought his name was Owen Sheehan. And I thought it was really rude that all of our colleagues were sort of putting on a sort of Kerry country accent and going, Sheehan. When I was like, his name is Owen Sheehan. Why do you keep like putting on the Sheehan? But it turns out actually his name is Sheehan. Yeah. And I've been getting it wrong this entire time.
There you go.
And am I getting that wrong in a Keane Kane? So if Roy Keane was from Mayo, where I was from, he would have been known as Roy Kane.
I don't know.
With that spelling. So am I right in my Mayonis to think it should be Sheehan and everyone else is just going with his natural Kerry pronunciation?
Well, isn't it like down our neck of the woods, by the way, great to have an entire Mayo news around tonight, but that's by the by. But it's Welsh instead of Walsh in certain parts.
Yeah.
Which is...
Tommy Welsh? I'm just a bad person. I call him Tommy Walsh most of the time, even though, you know, Tommy Welsh is, I think, how most people would go with it.
You've called me Cameron Hell, but I think that's just a mean nickname.
That's just anger.
Yeah.
That's just anger. You know what? Since he didn't bother showing up for the first 20 minutes, he'd be here for Rusha Littlejohn in about 15 minutes time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, when the stars are in studio, Owen will be back hot footing a taxi from the 6 o'clock show. We should have just done a Mayo takeover ahead of the Connacht final this weekend.
Definitely should have. Definitely. He would have loved that. He'd be listening in the taxi on the way up, seething. That what's happened to my show?
Missed opportunity. Loyalty is dead, Nathan. Where do we send the CV to? Asks John. Off the ball, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp. And we are live now every single night. You can watch us on YouTube, 7 o'clock, the news round for free. Just log in there. You can look at Cameron. I didn't get the memo, so I haven't dressed up. But Owen is TV ready. He's got the makeup on and everything.
Yeah.
You know, when we started broadcasting on YouTube about 8 years ago, we used to have makeup in studio. We used to actually make that level of an effort. And boy, did that era end quickly.
Wire, did you have foundation on?
Absolutely.
I have to look
still
at
those
tapes.
Still do sometimes. So Roosh is going to be on very soon. So we're going to rush through the news round, which is with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. There's a lot to run through, Cameron.
Yeah, big night for Manchester United and Tottenham fans, both in action in the Europa League semi-finals this evening. Ruben Amorim's side are in the Basque Country for their first leg against Athletic Club. Are you having Athletic Club or would you prefer Athletic Bilbao? I know it's a culture war now.
Well, back in the day you would have said Athletic Bilbao, but I think as you and I know, pronunciation is important.
Yes. Amad Diallo and Matheus De Ligt, both fit after injuries. We'll go through the team news for United in a couple of minutes' time. But United, of course, having their worst ever Premier League campaign, and Amorim admits that they're hurting.
We know that nothing is going to save our season, but this can be huge, winning a trophy. And also to get in Champions League, to have European games next year, could change a lot of things in our club, even in summer.
So the United team in front and full, it's Andre Onana, of course, in goal. A back three of Lenny Yarrow, Harry Maguire and Victor Lindelof. Nusair Mazraoui, Manuel Ugarte, Casemiro and Patrick Dorgu in the midfield. And a front three of Garnacho, Hoyland and Bruno Fernandes. Meanwhile, Diallo and I see De Ligt on the bench for United tonight, so a positive there for Ruben Amorim ahead of that one. Spurs meanwhile welcoming Norwegian side Bodo Glimt to North London, of course the vanquishers of Lazio in the last round. Ange Postecoglou said he's told his players they must seize the moment tonight.
Irrespective of how this season's gone, we have generations of fans who, you know, want this more than anything else, to share again with the people that they love a special moment supporting their football club.
And we can go through the Spurs team. As usual, it's Vicario in goal, Destiny Adogi, Mickey van de Ven, Christian Romero and Pedro Porro are a back four. Yves Bissouma and Rodrigo Bentancur are the pivots in midfield. It's Richarlison, Madison and Brennan Johnson behind the sole striker of Dominic Solanke. Both of those games kicking off at 8 o'clock.
Huge night, save your season stuff for Manchester United and Tottenham. And they're sort of getting towards save your season period for Nottingham Forest as well. I'm really looking forward to this game. Forest, Brentford, two brilliant teams to watch, and Forest outside the top five, so desperately needing a win.
Yeah, they could move back up to third tonight with a win at home to Brentford. That kicks off at 7:30. That's the only game in the Premier League this evening. We should also mention that Chelsea have made the trip to Stockholm for their Conference League semi-final against Stuart Gordon, who Shamrock Rovers fans will know all about. That's also kicking off at 8 o'clock tonight.
News in from the FA.
Yeah, they've announced a ban on transgender women from playing women's football from next season. The policy has been updated after the UK Supreme Court ruled that a female is defined by biological sex. The FA say their position has always been that if there was a change in law, they would review their own guidelines if necessary.
Semi-finals underway at the Crucible.
Yeah, Ronnie O'Sullivan level at four frames all with Xiaozing Tong after the opening session of their World Snooker Championship semi-final this afternoon. The 49-year-old, of course, chasing a record 8 title at the Crucible. They're just out in the second semi-final at the Crucible, 3-time winner Mark Williams taking on 2019 champion Judd Trump in the other last four match. That's about to get underway.
Yeah, the snooker a victim of the weather over the last couple of days, in that it's not as acceptable to sit in all day, every day, just watching the quarterfinals when it's 25 degrees outside.
Well, we were given out today in the office that I think it was David Wilson saying that it's such a pity now. I wish there was more sport on at 10 o'clock in the morning. because we're the only people that get to watch it, whereas other people miss it all. But do you, they were talking about it on the news round, that it's nice that this just tips along. Do you like a sporting event like that, that is just going on in the background that you can tune into, and then when Sunday rolls around, it's all about the final? I suppose you must. Like, golf is kind of in that vein.
Golf is 4 days. Four days. Did you not see the final round of the Masters?
Of course.
The most enthralling 3 hours of TV you will ever see. It doesn't take 2.5 weeks.
But you're not glued to it on Thursday lunchtime.
No, I appreciated the snooker much more when I was in college, and I was able to just, you know, get up at 10 o'clock, start watching it go. I'll go to college in a couple of hours. Oh, this is interesting. Maybe I'll go to college tomorrow.
Yeah.
And watch 10 hours of snooker. Whereas it's a bit harder now, you know, in a busy life to find the time. But this weekend is a bit tamer than recent weekends in terms of the amount of sport happening. So I feel like I might get a bit of time across Sunday, Monday. There's no good golf on really this weekend. So, yeah, you got a bit of rugby, you got a bit of Premier League. But no, I think we'll particularly if it's Ronnie in the final. It's must see TV.
Yeah, you can relax the cacks a bit. Be nice.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. There is rugby this weekend.
There is.
There's also referees being announced already.
Yeah. So Andre Piardi, he'll officiate the second test. This is kind of a story. So he'll officiate the second test again between the Lions and Australia in Melbourne this summer. Now, the Italian referee was, of course, in charge for Munster's URC defeat to the Bulls in Limerick. Controversially so, of course, he made an incorrect call, which resulted in the hosts being reduced to 14 players for a time when both of their tight head options were injured. New Zealand's Ben O'Keefe will referee the first test in Brisbane, while Georgian official Nika Amashekeli will be the first Georgian to referee a Lions game. He'll be the man in the middle for the potential series decider, the third test in Sydney in August.
But you watch the final round of the golf, no need for the first 3 days of the golf, is a message in on 0879 180 180. You see,
I don't
depends
agree.
On your circumstances. So I don't work on a Friday, and I love, my favourite golf watching time is sort of the early coverage on Sky at around 2 o'clock, where they just go on the feature groups, sit there for a couple of hours, chilling out, watching the PGA Tour. That's peak relaxation. And then you sort of build up across the weekend. I also like getting home from working at Thursday night and it's still on, because obviously it's so late. I spoke to Shane Ryan on The Ryan Line, which is the latest episode available now for all Golf Weekly members, that one of the great things about the PGA Tour here is that it's the new Glen Rowe. Mm. It's the last thing you do of a weekend. It's on when everything else is done, and you're sort of fully chilled out, particularly for those of us who work weekends. You can relax at sort of 10 o'clock at night,
counting down the minutes.
And it's peak relaxation period. Whereas in America, obviously, it's 5 hours behind. So it's sort of Sunday afternoon. Mm. So it's a lot more difficult for them to find the time to watch the last 2 or 3 hours. Whereas actually for us in this part of the world, it's the perfect time.
I think the NFL is that for me. I'm by no means a big NFL fan, but I will definitely watch the half nine kickoff during regular season is my kind of time to relax, time to chill out.
For you, is snooker the most relaxing sport to watch?
Do you know what? In a way, yeah. But I love this time of year because you have this right now, and then you've only a couple of months till Wimbledon, which is the equivalent, where again, it's on the back burner, you're paying attention, but there's a match in the second round or something that just completely catches your attention and you watch it for 4 hours. That's my kind of sport during the summer.
Are the darts, the Premier League on tonight? Mm. That's a nice way to chill of a Thursday evening.
That's Thursday. You've got other things like that. There's a lot
I don't
to compete with.
Get
on
to
Thursday.
Middle age and you don't have much going on Thursday night. Trust me, it's ideal time for golf and darts, sitting on the couch. You'll get there someday, Cameron.
Okay.
Look, not all of us walk out of here and we head down Drury Street and we go home 3 hours later. That's not how the rest of us work. Some of us, you know, got responsibilities, Cameron.
A chilling vision of things to come. Thanks for that.
We got live commentary on Saturday, Leinster against Northampton Saints at the Aviva Stadium. News out of Leinster.
Yeah, reports that the province will be leaving a key player on the bench for that game against the Saints. According to the Irish Independent, Jordy Barrett is set to be named among the replacements, with Gary Ringrose and Robbie Henshaw the preferred centre partnership. Now, that's despite a stunning performance from the All Black star in their emphatic win over Glasgow in the quarterfinals. Former Leinster captain Hannah O'Connor believes the province can't afford not to roll out their marquee signings in their bid for a first Champions Cup in 7 years. She joined Ger Gilroy and Colm Buhig on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning.
Why is the big, you know, the big money signings of Barrett and Steinman, if you're not going to bring them out for these showpieces of the Champions Cup semi-final? You know, Leinster have been there and fallen short at the last hurdle the last couple of years. So, like, surely the showpieces like Saturday should be are the ones for rolling them out and starting them. But then saying that, you're not weakening it in having Henshaw and Ringrose there in this, the connection that they provide in the centre partnership and what, how well they know each other. But like, you can't argue with the fact that against Glasgow Warriors, Jordy Barrett managed to make it look like, you know, when you're watching Minnie's rugby at the weekend and you watch one of the dads join in with like the under 12s. And it's like, just, he just seems to be playing at a completely different pace to everyone else on the pitch. Yeah. So like, you can't argue with the strength that he provides.
Yeah, full live commentary of Leinster Northampton on Saturday. We'll see whether Jordy Barrett starts or not.
Yeah, you got to hope he will. I mean, he's...
Not if you're Robbie Henshaw.
He's absolutely... that's it. It's so amazing that it's sort of that's the choice. It was the same during the Six Nations where you're like, Robbie Henshaw will get the nod now. And it's like, Robbie Henshaw's an incredible player, another Test Lion, so he's not a bad option to have in the back.
All right, Eoin Sheehan is full of fish cakes and he's going to be talking to Rusha Littlejohn in just a couple of minutes' time. But first, we got to get ourselves to the cash machine.
Big news.
Are you sure we can tell this?
The Football Pod Live is back.
I'm telling you lads, Gaelic football is back.
We're back on the road. First stop, Galway. Join Tommy Rooney, Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue at the Galmont Hotel in Galway.
To be honest, even if there is a hooter, no one knows what the f*** is going to happen.
Get your tickets now for a live episode of the pod ahead of the 2025 Connacht Senior Football Championship Final.
Jesus.
No.
Where we'll also be joined by some very special guests. This is an exclusive off-air event and tickets are limited, so check out the Off The Ball socials for info on how to get yours. The Football Pod, live in Galway. It's all in partnership with AIB. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
It was quality.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name model that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
The News Round on Off The Ball.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.